3 minutes. Take a motion to adopt.
This is Bill Kinnick. I move permanent to September 10th and 11th and September 26th, 2025 as amended.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Discussion. Is there any objection to option? Hearing none, those minutes are adopted. Brings us to item number 5, public comments / AO 360 public engagement session. So I'll remind everybody, if you want to make a public comment, please state your name and affiliation if you have one clearly for the record. Please limit your comment to the agenda, today's agenda, and 2 minutes per individual. All right, so is anybody in the boardroom wish to make a public? Seeing none. Is there anybody online, Remy?
If there are any members on the line that wish to make a public comment, please press star 9 on your phone now. Please clearly state your name and affiliation if you have one. Hello, caller.
Hi, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Hi. Sorry, hi, this is Maddie Halloran. I'm calling today to give comment regarding the Ambler Road funding resolution. I was specifically noting the language in the resolution around this really large expenditure being in the public interest of all Alaskans. I'm sure you're aware from all the recent news coverage, there are 88 tribal resolutions opposing this project. So I know there's representation across the state that opposes this road, and I support their tribal sovereignty and right to oppose it. I think that alone should be enough to refute the claim that this is a beneficial project for all Alaskans, and I hope you'll take the time to revisit both those resolutions and the concerns that they outline, as well as the many public comments that were submitted during the last environmental study that ultimately included this road to people who live in the region. I'm really concerned about the size of this expenditure. $50 million is a lot of money, but it also will not even begin to cover the cost of the project, which has continued to grow under inflation from the last estimate, I'm sure. It's an amount of money that could make a huge difference spent on other development projects inside the state that would provide more jobs for Alaskans and better outcomes for us. If you're listening to this meeting today or recording later, I would urge everyone to get in contact with their representatives in the state legislature and ask them to increase their oversight of expenditures of this size. This $50 million belongs to us, the people of Alaska, and I'm hopeful we can find some other ways to spend something that large. Thank you for your time.
Thank you for your comments.
Hello, caller.
Good morning. Good morning, can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. My name is John Gadeke, and I'm calling in from Fairbanks today. I know a lot of people will call in and complain probably about your consistent track record of failures and point out that the only time you're involved with a success on these projects on projects that would have succeeded without state dollars. My family started a business up in the Brooks Range, which is near to the Ambler Road proposal, so we've been watching this closely. And I'm also worried that other folks here today will point out the conflicts of interest that most of you board members have had in the past year, especially during COVID, when you all appropriated funds, not just to yourself, that was hundreds of thousands of dollars there, but also put in $300 million to the Arctic Fund, which is what you're siphoning from today. There's no oversight then or what would be done. It's just called the Arctic Fund. And now, again, we see that with another $50 million to go towards this project with no oversight and also no definition from the AIDA board itself on where this goes and how this promotes a road that's projected to cost into the billions. I would really like to see AIDA fail. I mean, having been raised in the Brooks Range near to a lot of these project proposals, I would like to see you succeed at this and not fail. And so I urge you to kind of reinvent yourself. I don't think it would be that hard, but it would take some experience. And if you want to actually be an authority on industrial development, please get someone with experience, possibly from Norway would be a good place to start. Their industrial returns are triple what Alaska does in nearly every sector, from fishing to mining and oil. And lastly, please stop giving our resources away. The Ambler Road project is already $35 million in debt to Trilogy. So this $50 million is really only about half that, because Trilogy has money that they'll get back from this, you know, supposed tolls when the road starts. So how are you considering a development when you already own foreign mining companies' money? You've consistently destroyed your relationships with Doyon and Nana. And that's the other thing I don't understand. Those are the folks in the region that are supposed to benefit. Please do better. I want you to do better as someone in the area and in Fairbanks. Thank you.
Thank you for your comments. Anybody else, Amy? Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Andrea Feniger. I'm calling in from Anchorage. And I just want to echo the comments before me, particularly stating that the road is for all Alaskans, I think is, you know, at best misleading. and also just the lack of transparency and difficulty, similar to what the last caller said, like understanding how all this money got appropriated and with little to no oversight and like a consistent clear statement that you aren't listening to public comment. So it's, I hope that you do hear us today and that you offer a little more clarification and better consider your projects for actually the interests of Alaskans and better choose the language that you use in talking about these projects, as well as, and most importantly, there's some oversight and transparency in the true cost of these projects and how they're actually being built and developed despite the difficulty, like the last caller said, with the relationships in the region. Thank you.
Thank you.
Hey, good morning. My name is Lana Paulus. I'm calling from Fairbanks. I'm also interested in just echoing the comments of the people who called in before me. I work in the Brooks Range for an air service. I'm flying over the proposed corridor where the Ambler Road would go every day. And I'm interested in maintaining the wilderness the way that it is. I'm interested in Alaskan money not being used for purposes other than what many Alaskans would like it to be used for. I'm disappointed in the continued push in the face of a lot of pushback from Alaskans. And again, I'd just like to echo the comments of the people before me about the effectiveness of the move this road and for past projects. That's what I got. Thank you.
Thank you. All right. We'll close the public comment session right now. That brings us to item number 6, new business, which is a kind of a lengthy executive session. It's confidentiality of matters related to ADA regulations, ADA financials, legislative matters, ADA projects, including ANWR, Ambler, West Sioux, and investment opportunities and strategies. And all these, of course, are subject to the deliberative process. Privilege, executive process, privilege of other legal exemptions from the Open Meetings Act. And all matters related to ADA subject to attorney-client privilege will be discussed. So, executive session, I'll take a motion for that.
This is Bill Kending. I move that the board enter an executive session for the purpose of discussing the following: ADA regulations, ADA financials, legislative matters, AMR, AMBER, West Assistant Access, investment opportunities, strategies, other matters related to ADA, and matters that are subject to specific legal advice, which is subject to the attorney-client privilege. These matters, which if discussed publicly could have an adverse effect on the finances of ADA, are matters that are attorney-client privilege and matters involving consideration of issues and that by law are not subject to public disclosure due to the executive or deliberate process privilege or other law. The executive session and matters discussed therein are proper subjects for an executive session under the Alaska Open Meetings Act, reference Alaska Statute 44-62-310, C1, 3, and 4, and the Alaska Public Records Act.
This is Albert. I'll second.
Thank you, Bill. Thank you, Albert. Ramey, would you poll the board?
Commissioner Sandy? Policy Director Smythe?
Yes.
Mr. Fogel?
Yes.
Mr. Ellich?
Yes.
Mr. Kendig?
Yes.
Chair Cruz?
Yes.
If quorum, sir.
Okay, first up,